I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, you know what? Women named Karen are not happy here lately.
I can see why. They're being blamed for everything bad.
I know. And so the women named Karen are upset that their names are being used.
What are they going to do, call the manager about it?
Well, that's the problem. They can't call the manager about it. And, you know, trying to find out the meme and what's, you know, where this all started, they say may have been from a Dane Cook comedy routine. But they can't pinpoint how this meme got started.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you hear people say, you know, you're being such a Karen because you're calling out someone for not wearing a mask. Okay, Cato?
I found out last weekend that a friend of mine that I've known for a while, her real name's Karen. Yeah. We've never called her Karen. And when I found out, I said, Karen? She goes, don't you start with me. Don't you ever call me Karen.
You know what?
She hates the memes.
We also have a friend, Cato, named Karen. And anytime we bring it up, she's like, don't y'all be talking about me. Yeah, somebody called Tom a Karen.
Our boss, Dave. And it didn't even make sense what he was calling me a Karen about, because I don't call and report anybody for anything.
Yeah.
When I was in school, I didn't like my first name, so I went with my middle name, which is Karen.
And it fits her.
I know. I wasn't going to call you out just yet, Heidi.
So I would prefer to say Kareen, like my mother said.
Kareen. Okay. So we have not even talked about Heidi's middle name.
Don't.
So anyway, you know, does it fit? I mean, these ladies that are actually named Karen, like you, Heidi. You know, you hear people going, don't be such a Karen. Don't be such a Karen. What if you said something like, don't be such a Heidi?
George. Don't be such a George.
Don't be such a Heidi. Well, I mean, what would that really mean? Well, Karen now, we know. But it just Karen kind of fits. That's probably a good name to pick.
That's part of the problem is whenever you hear it, it resonates with you.
Right,
you're
exactly.
Like, Karen just sounds like the person who might do that. And it's totally unfair to the Karens out there who don't fit that profile or stereotype. But it does. It just feels right.
How about this? Don't be a Connie. That might could fit.
No, I don't feel that one.
Don't be a Brenda.
No.
Okay. Don't be a Tammy. Why are you such a Tammy
now?
No. How about don't be a Jennifer?
No.
Because Jennifers aren't, you know, Jennifers you think are cool, right?
Well, there's a lot of Jennifers.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah. Don't be such
Sally would be good.
I'm sorry?
Sally, like Cato said.
Don't be such a Sally.
I don't hardly know anyone named Sally.
Okay. How about don't be such a Bambi?
No. Not unless you're talking about a stripper.
I'm just trying to think any other names out there. Don't be such a
Martha,
Lisa, Cindy. Don't be such a Cindy. I just think Karen. I think someone, whoever came up with this, nailed it right on the head.
Perfect, I've Googled it, and I got a CNN article here, and it's kind of, I mean, they seem to think they have found where the name Karen, the term Karen, got its start.
Yeah.
But there were other names like Becky.
Don't be such a Becky.
And Susan and Chad were symbols of whiteness. You know, they're like the ultra-white names.
Okay.
I always thought, like, Buffy and Biff was, like, the Biff, let's go out to the park today and walk the Yorkshire Terriers.
So Biff would tell on you? Is that what you're saying?
No, they were a different stereotype. They were kind of the clueless, super rich white people.
Don't be such, you know, make sure you wear your mask or I'm going to go tell the manager.
Oh, that's a Karen.
See, Biff wouldn't do that.
That's a Karen thing.
Biff would just be going, why is he not wearing his mask right now?
No.
If he wouldn't be doing his own shopping.
I wouldn't be going out with him anyway. Anywhere where there's going to be those regular people who have to wear masks.
Is that your Biff and Buffy voice?
How do you...
No.
You're being such a Karen right now. Everything you do now is going to be a Karen.
Here's a great example. They go back to Sir Mix-a-Lot in 1992, and it starts off with Becky, remember?
Yeah, Becky.
Oh, my God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
So Becky was, it could have been Becky.
Yeah.
But instead, somehow it became Karen.
You, Becky, should be very thankful this morning.
You got lucky. and Beyonce, you better call Becky with the good hair.
Yeah, yeah. So Becky's you just edged out of this by just a smidge.
By a little blonde hair.
Okay. Anyway, Karens, we are so sorry that they have put this label on you. And speaking of Karen, here she is with the news.
Ah. Hey, good morning. I'm telling you.
I can't believe you told anyone that.
Well, I was going to tell.
No, her.
I know, but didn't you remember her middle name's
Vaguely,
Karen?
Vaguely, yes, okay. But I didn't. I wouldn't have narked her out. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that kind of person.
I am. I'm a Karen.
You
I'm
are a Karen.
Karen.
You're a Chad.
Don't be a Tom.
What?
Oh, that's a good one.
I just stuck up for you.
You didn't.
I did. I told Hawk I wouldn't have called you out for it.
He did. He stuck up for you.
Well, I don't trust him anyway. There's something coming.
Oh, yeah,
Karen. You know, we pull each other's leg all the time.
You know, right now she's being a Heidi. That's worse than Karen.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.